Welcome everyone to today's podcast. My name is Vanessa Gentile.
And I'm Stefan Lendi.
We are incredibly honored to have Joya with us, sharing her journey at On as the head tech of product management and the remarkable work that you're doing in the RCG industry.
Well, On is of course a brand that you are likely familiar with, especially given their innovative approach to sportswear and their commitment to sustainability.
Literally, I have the impression that everybody is wearing On shoes. So, Joya, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. I'm extremely honored and thank you for having me. I'm really happy to be here with you today.
Thank you. Joya, can you please introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Joya. As you mentioned, I am head of tech product management at On. I joined On almost 9 years ago when we were a startup. Originally, I'm Italian. I'm based in Switzerland, which is home of On now, but On has a home now all over the world, as you said at the beginning. We've been on this incredible journey with Salesforce as one of our long-term partners. I still believe this is a very exciting journey, the same way that I felt 9 years ago, and the journey continues.
Tell us briefly about that collaboration with Salesforce. You're using Salesforce quite specifically to streamline product development, to improve the overall customer experience. How has that been working so far?
Yeah. We've been with Salesforce from the very beginning, as I can recollect. And it was very refreshing experience for me. I was coming from a big corporate world. And I think that one of the things that stood out for me was really how flexible we could create and change things. So for me, starting it on was very refreshing in that sense. Of course, at the beginning, we were a startup. You know, the journey has been a startup, scaling up, growing up. We had different priorities. We had certain milestones that I still remember were needed in order to grow our business. And a couple of the things that I remember from the very beginning with Salesforce was how we automated our customer service activities, which is probably the basic that you can think of now. But it was some of the staples that we needed to have at the time. And the second thing as well that I remember at the beginning was how we used a platform like Salesforce to connect to other systems, external partners and vendors. Think about the logistics network. We did it through Salesforce, which was our core system at the time, the only one we had. But that's what I remember of those times, that it was very refreshing to have something so flexible that could allow us to build in relatively short time, because our growth has also been relatively quick in a relatively short time.
And the platform, as you said, was working throughout all these different phases, even during the scale-up process.
Yeah. And of course, the journey has changed. We are not a startup anymore. We have different milestones and maybe different priorities today. We're not interested in implementing features just quickly and deliver features. We focus more on building robust systems and platforms that can integrate seamlessly, I would say, with other systems and services. I think that a couple of words that I keep in mind always when I talk about technical product development is really systems that can go hand in hand in a seamless way and can integrate in a graceful way. So my guiding principles today would be, you know, seamless and graceful. We need to have platforms and systems that can work together in a graceful way and evolve gracefully as well.
Mm-hmm. And staying into the topic into integration, with Salesforce integrated platform and Slack driving communication, how have you maintained speed and flexibility while managing product launches and scaling into the new markets?
Yeah, it's been, part of this incredible journey. I think it's no secret that culture is very important to us at On, and communication is a key part of how you create and maintain that culture. Platforms that are really flexible, like I take Slack, but I also can think of Salesforce because we use Salesforce as well to create communication channels with external partners. They've helped us work as teams of teams. That's really how we operate. And I believe that's a little bit the secret that we had through these years in growing so much and so quickly. The way we use the platforms like Slack allow us to tailor the communication and be flexible and open channels as we are required. For example, as I said, teams of teams that work cross-function, collaborate, and needs to be integrated and collaborate in an effective way. We've used Salesforce as well to open up the communication to other vendors and external partners. And of course, there's maybe a different level of communication, but the good thing is that it's very much centralized and it offers common practices and a common way of sharing the knowledge. That's been something that has accompanied us in the growth. And something else that I think it's remarkable in how we use these communication platforms is that we also operate as high trust teams. And I believe innovation needs trust. And trust needs to be channeled in a proper way. And that's what we have experienced with platforms like Slack and Salesforce. You create openness, you create transparency, you build that trust, but you still allow the collaboration and the efficiency to flow in the way that you need in an organization that is growing. I'm thinking that we started with the idea of a revolutionary running shoe. And today, after 10 years, we've tapped into other categories like tennis and training and outdoor and lifestyle. Any category of movement, regardless the movement, we've come up with other innovative solutions. And sometimes I'm amazed about how complex it is to orchestrate everything in the background. Mm-hmm. You need, like I said, teams of teams who are connected, but also independent and can follow through in their specific areas and come together when it's needed that they come together. So I would say it's teams and high trust teams.
So Julia, what you're saying, and I love this, you've come such a long way as a company. You're building on innovation. Trust is a huge, huge topic. Now, one of the topics that we need to talk about when we talk about Salesforce, when we talk about Slack, but also about innovation and trust is, of course, AI. Mm-hmm. AI has now been built into Salesforce, has been built into Slack. How do you see these developments? Where do you see the future and possible synergies also for innovation, especially in product development and customer interaction add-on specifically?
Yeah. It's super exciting, and I think there are two main categories that are really capturing our primary focus at the moment. The customer interaction. I think we are still focusing, as it was in the beginning, as it is now, on really delivering the wow. For us, deliver the wow to the customer means that we'd like to surprise them, delight them, anticipate their needs, and convey a certain positive message and a positive spirit. We also believe that positivity is contagious. It's how we aim at inspiring others out there, how we tell the stories. And now we would like to promote movement as something that is good for everyone. delivering the wow happens as well with that element of trust that I mentioned earlier. With AI, you said there are new technologies, new tools. We are discovering them right now together with partners like Salesforce. And trust is paramount. There's, I believe, a trust leap that we all need to embrace and build towards, because the more that we rely on new technologies to learn, to connect and to innovate, then the bigger the impact that trust can have. And I think it's a great opportunity as well for all of us to really build a more accountable and an inclusive society as well, if we get this trust aspect right. We are talking about having more data from customers and analyzing those data, and that implies that we are responsible about those data. Data are sensitive. Data needs to be protected, and there's an element of security that goes with that. How we are approaching this with partners like Salesforce, we've seen an incredible increase of efficiency in simply the day-to-day operations that we execute, and that is with tools that can integrate with Slack, for example, or Salesforce, that can really help us manage day-to-day things in a more effective way. And when I talk about delivering the wow to the customer and delighting this customer, it really goes with that highly tailored experience that you can offer to the customer once you know their preferences, what they like, how they would like to hear from you, and what stories are they interested in. So for me, it's still having the customer at the center of our landscape.
So Julia, this is how tech is shaping the customer experience. What about product development? What specifically is happening there?
The product development itself and how we leverage AI solutions to evolve the product. And when I say product, I consider a software product in the digital space. We have platforms. We have a platform mindset and a certain type of architecture that we want to consider when we think about our evolution. These are the types of architecture that allow us to evolve over time in a quick way. If you think about these emerging technologies that are being discovered, we need to be flexible and agile so that we can adapt as the customer demand shifts. When you think about software development in the traditional way, it's notoriously rigid, or it doesn't let developers or development teams explore and apply innovation. So it's rather monolithic, rather rigid. The way that we consider our vision is this evolutionary architecture, so something that allows to evolve over time very quickly so that you can start incorporating these new technologies and new trends that are emerging from leveraging AI, for example.
Mm-hmm. And you need this partner like Salesforce to accompany your transformation in a very flexible way, right? So for me, still On is a pioneer in the digital transformation itself, right? Starting from a small business, now worldwide. Looking ahead, what trends do you foresee in AI that could impact the RCG industry based on your experience, and how should companies prepare for these changes?
Yeah, and like I said, the retail and consumer goods is so exciting, also because everything happens or seems to happen very, very quickly. As I mentioned, I think it's also very complex in the backstage. There's a lot of things that needs to go right together. I think that what we can expect to change is, yes, this hyper-personalization of the customer journey when looking for products, when shopping. And I think that by anticipating their needs and predicting their interest, we can tailor this this journey and this this experience for customers in a way that we were not able to do before. I believe that after the shopping experience, there's also that overall customer experience that consumers would like to enjoy in a more thorough way. And I'm thinking about addressing their queries, their concerns, resolving problems in a more sophisticated way, in a human-like way. I think that chatbots and virtual assistants will become more and more sophisticated to be able to resolve even the more complex issues and also probably suggest products and make recommendations that are highly tailored on specific and individual preferences. An upcoming trend I see will be probably the voice and visual search. So visual and sound commands will be used more and more by customers as these technologies mature. It's very complex. We're not there yet. But as they mature, I believe that we will need to adapt our platforms in a way that we can also recognize these inputs, because it'll be a totally new way to discover new products and for us to be in touch with our consumers.
But this sounds like an exciting journey. How are you feeling about this entire journey? Yeah. And what kind of an excitement is there on your side, yeah, and within the team?
It can feel overwhelming sometimes because there's huge opportunities. And there's no step-by-step book how to implement. And it's not that you do it once and then you're done. It's a continuous commitment to learning and adapting. So I take it as it is. You know, we start and we go hand in hand with partners like Salesforce, who are also on that journey, and we will learn from one another. I think we need to embrace it in this way.
And Julia, you've shared how the journey works for On. Is there a piece of advice you have for any other company that says, we would like to become more AI-driven, mm-hmm, that you would tell them, this is what you need to look out, yeah, for, be open, have a sense of excitement, be curious? What would you tell them?
I love this question because I also try to answer myself sometimes when I need to find my North Star. Of course, I talk about myself, but it's a group of people at On, and we ask ourselves these questions on a daily basis. Yes, I think it's good to have your North Star and have a long-term vision of what you think AI is for your mission and purpose and your organization. But I would also say start experimenting now. We learn by experimentation. I mean, this has been the story of On from the beginning, and we're so proud of our explorer spirit. So I think that these two things need to go hand in hand. I would say, let's not fear the legitimization to start something, and let's do it in a responsible way. And that's why we like to partner with people like Salesforce, because I believe that we share the same approach to responsibility. When I give this advice, I also think that it's important to say that what we're trying to do is think critically. We love asking ourselves questions. What is the intent and purpose and how this new technology will be used? Because technology has an impact, and we should always consider that. And I think that we need to embrace the responsibility to educate and communicate. And this happens when we stay close to the communities that we serve and that serve us. Because we, at least at On, we use technology to solve problems, mm-hmm, but we also know that problems affect different people, mm-hmm, in different ways.
Joya, a quick question. How you prepare because this journey is amazing, right? So how you prepare your people internally to this transformation?
Yeah. Super, super valid point, because everything is happening so quickly. Yeah. You have your daily business and goals and ambitions mm-hmm. To execute, but at the same time, you need to be proactive and start working on that. So I think that what we are doing is, yes, we're trying to invest in the right type of talent and upskill what we have. This is not going to happen overnight. And that's why we partner with other companies and vendors. Salesforce is definitely on our list, given your interest, your approach to AI, and also our longstanding collaboration. And we need to create synergies, because we won't be able to go in-house on our own. There's definitely so much that we can get by partnering with the right organizations. And then we are also emphasizing the need of having a responsible exploration. Like I said, we learn by experimenting, but I really like to stress the fact that we are always at on talking about responsible exploration. And how does that happen? That happens with having diverse groups at the table, different functions with all of their leaders. And we need to have that broader perspective in order to have a broader balance of values. So mm-hmm. I believe that that's a little bit how we are preparing our teams as well. So definitely we encourage this experimentation. We go hand in hand with the regulatory systems and everything that we need to monitor around how all of these things are changing. I'm thinking about, like we said, the data and the laws that goes with that. We rely a lot on partners like Salesforce to go hand in hand on the journey.
I love how you're saying it's an explorer's mind with a sense of responsibility, Vanessa, right?
It's great. Yes, it's great. And think about, you know, the people that move on with on in this transformation. So they learn, they reskill by the fact that that on change all the time and evolve all the time. So you have to have very open-minded people that goes with you in this transformation.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's paramount. Like I said, it's not that you implement it once and then it's done. It'll be a commitment from our teams as well to continually learn and adapt.
Yeah.
Joya, thank you so much for your insights and for letting us know about that explorer's mind with a sense of responsibility, which is very innovative, puts customers first, and is, of course, also very Swiss. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you for having us.
So Joya has shared insights into how On is continuously shaping the global customer service strategy, and that, of course, is truly inspiring.
Yes, and we look very forward to seeing what the future holds for you and On. Thank you for watching. Bye-bye.